mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the United States, the federal government is lobbying the states to pass bills that remove the Fourth Amendment completely from children, that remove habeas corpus from the families, where the eugenics courts, known as the family courts, will seize your children and not even tell you that they've grabbed them. Medical records will be wide open to them. They can grab your children from school and not even tell you that they have them for days without a court order, without a subpoena, without a grand jury. SB 1440 is on the governor's desk, and Governor Perry right now is expected to sign the bill. There is no end to the criminality of government. There's also federal bills very similar to this right now. So that's coming up for 30 minutes in the third hour today. Two of the lawyers fighting this. Last week, we're going to have them live from the press conference, but we had a bizarre power outage, and after 30 minutes, our backup batteries started failing, so we had the network go to rebroadcast from Minnesota. So we're going to try to redo this today with these two lawyers on the air with us. And then in studio, because I ran out of time with them, I want to have Gary Franchi of Lone Lantern Society and Restore the Republic and William Lewis, filmmaker, together in studio. We had Lewis here, but mainly I'm going to have Franchi today because they're doing part two of an interview with me. We ran out of time yesterday because I had so much going on in the office to finish the interview for a film they're making about concentration camps. So that is coming up today as well. We are going to have open phones throughout the broadcast at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Because I know you want to chime in on all the earth-shaking events that are happening across the planet. In fact, I'm going to start getting into some of those headlines right now. Every couple of weeks, there's a story that's so big, so huge, so important that I don't want to just come on air and start covering the story. I want to build up to it with a drum roll because that's the only way we can get the audience to really focus in on what's happening, myself included. Incredible. Off-the-charts things are happening every day now. And I catch myself not even caring or not even making a big deal out of it myself, because I've been covering it and focusing on it and knowing all of this was coming for so long that I myself have become acclimated. We must psychologically get control of our thought processes and realize that, you know, let's say you're chained down to a railroad tracks and you know a train is coming sooner or later to run you over, and then off in the distance you hear its horn blowing. And it's 5 miles away, it's 3 miles away, it's 2 miles away, it's a mile away. Now you're looking at it coming down the track at high speed. And many of these trains have already hit our free societies. They've already been run over repeatedly by all different types of corruption and tyranny and despotism. But now the big kahuna, the open establishment of world government, is openly, no debate, on record, in your face, in the establishment's own words, admitted. And they're now confirming everything we warned you about all these years, exactly what life in the New World Order is going to be like. So, I'm going to take calls from the bottom of this hour, and then I'm going to get into this. And I ask you to call everybody you know, friends, family, neighbors. Get on the MySpace, get on the email alerts, get on the message boards, and tell folks, tune in T-minus 30 minutes, because there's a news story so huge that it affects every man, woman, and child on the planet. And this enemy operation is so over the top, so outrageous, so criminal, so illegitimate, that if we'll simply identify it, speak out against it, We can beat these bastards. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The so-called government is nothing but a extraction device for private interest to steal money from the general public. Monopoly, capitalist, fund communist, socialist, fascist, dictators of every stripe, religious dictators, they don't care. As Carol Quigley at Georgetown, writing for the State Department in their official history of how they operate, Tragedy and Hope, it's all a big, sickening, macabre, sadomasochistic, cold-blooded, predatory joke. And that's how they operate. And that's what the government's there for. It's there to kidnap your children. It's there to shoot you up with cancer viruses. It's there to put poisonous drugs on the market. It's there to put mercury in the baby's milk formula. It's there to put melamine in the milk. It's there to put mercury in your corn syrup. It's there to kill you deader than a hammer. It's there to suck everything it can off you, dumb you down, and shove you into a cremation facility. And if people can't figure out that psychopathic, cold-blooded pieces of filth run the planet, like they have all throughout history, good people have been in control very seldom, and that's where we see the great leaps in society and civilization, are those blinks of an eye when half-decent people get in control. Everything else is stagnation and corruption, like Mexico or North Korea. That's how the world works. What you see in Mexico and what you see in North Korea, that's how the planet's always worked. And we better recognize it right now, because the British royalty, the Rothschilds and others, got together over 100 years ago on record and said, empires and elites always implode because of their own corruption. How do we keep our own servants in line? How do we dumb the public down so they can't resist us ever? So that it would be as impossible as cows out on a pasture revolting against their owners and the practice of eating beef. That's one of the ways they describe it. Or it would be as impossible for the proletariat to revolt as sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton. And I repeat that a lot on the show because that's their mindset. That's their idea. That's what they say over and over again. They have scientifically been studying psychology, hormones, our minds, anthropology, sociology, folklore, archetypes, to scientifically devastate societies, to scientifically turn men into sophomoric, weak, gibbering twits, to turn women into mindless, shallow, insecure whores, to get everybody in debt, and to totally incinerate society and destroy the family. And they have done an absolutely fabulous job and are now engaging in mop-up operations. And let me explain something. When they're done with mop-up operations, they're going to start going with hot kill weapons. They're not going to just be running with soft kills that they've been incrementally testing on us. All their devastation, depending on what index, 1 in 52 with cancer. Now today, 1 in 3. Some indexes, 1 in 33 dying of cancer. Now 1 in 2 to 1 in 3. All the explosions of every disease under the sun. Alzheimer's when you're 25. All of it is just soft kill weapon test. And let me tell you something. They're going to keep rationing it up till people are dying all around you, till your family's dying, till half your family's in wheelchairs, and they're going to tell you it's normal that half your family's in wheelchairs. It isn't normal, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't normal to have kids dying of cancer on every street in America. And it isn't run-of-the-mill pollution. In 1920s in London, one of the most polluted cities in the world, with lead and mercury running down the streets, toxic fumes out of the factories falling on the cities, they didn't have one-tenth of the disease they have today, of the types of diseases we're seeing crop up, the types of illnesses. So I don't know how to say it to you anymore out there, but I'm going to break it down coming up later in the hour. Huge news. And Paul Watson's got an excellent headline on this, but it still doesn't give it the proper import, the proper magnitude, even though it's the headline I gave him to write. Maybe Kurt Nemo could take the same story and give it a different headline so it's got a different spin to it, so maybe it wakes people up. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. And that's absolutely true, but the Bank of England, the banks in Europe, the banks in Japan are all owned by the same people, and they're all announcing new powers for the Bank of England, new powers for the Bank of Japan, new powers for the Bundesbank, new powers. And it's all through the International Bank of Settlements, IMF, World Bank, openly announcing the new bank of the world you'll pay your taxes to. And I know I've talked about this for years, and we've made films about it, and it's in the Obama deception, but it's really happening now. And the AP and Reuters and the rest of them report on the, quote, banking reform bill and say, oh, the scope of the banking reform bill has some in Congress concerned that it might not do enough. See, their spin is, oh, this might not be enough total absolute dictatorship. So, see, they put out fake criticism to make it look like they're criticizing it, but then saying it isn't enough. So somebody reads that and thinks, oh, it isn't enough. Talk about deception within deception. Ladies and gentlemen, for years I've told you we're going to end up with an open world government run by private interest, and this is it. See, what they do is they build continuity of government, national security control grids, under the guise of fighting terrorism and environmental crises and crime. They remove the parliaments and Congress's power. All power is vested in the shadow government, now out in the open. And then the bankers openly pass legislation linking that under their command. Open, complete dictatorship of private banks over the planet. But I'm going to break this down and what life under them will be like coming up after calls. And then how that dovetails with articles like this one I see every day in the news and billboards and TV ads about how cash is dirty, cash is dangerous, cash is criminal. And if you call being able to live your life and being able to work in the underground economy and survive when they're planning to set up a world economy where you will have to be on government welfare and under their control for eugenics operations so they can have their way with you, with the bureaucrat class, that's going to be it. See, folks, with automation and robotics, they can produce the cars and houses and baubles and toys and entertainment for everybody. And then once everybody's got that in their little compact control grid cities, the only jobs for humans is going to be minding other humans, social work, environmental assessments, audits of your home, everything you do categorize and track. They're on record saying it, and they're building it. And that's the new economy. Because the globalists have said in their white papers that we've repeated and covered ad nauseum here, that we cover in Endgame, that they don't want us anymore. They don't want large populations anymore. And that they don't need us for manual labor anymore. That we aren't just a cheap commodity now. Life is cheap, as they say. Now it's a liability. Now it's a negative asset to the elite. And so they're going to convert where the only jobs available in the architecture of the economy is police and spies and government minders and tattletale squads and data analysts over the data. This has all been set up. The majority of the college graduates now isn't doctors or even lawyers or mechanics or electrical engineers or computer programmers. It is bureaucrats and minders and spies and Patriot Act compliance as the whole economy is converted where it's the only job you'll be able to have in an engineered monopoly capitalism system. And the bureaucrats are going to be people with the yuppie scum who love lording over people, love being arrogant, love being on power trips. All they care about is that they get to have sex and drink and go skiing and play golf. And they're going to rule over us with an iron fist, and they're going to dispatch the dumbed down, poisoned, mindless, slave working class as their stormtroopers. Disgusting, pathetic, parasitic yuppies ruling over the giant blue-collar classes with submachine guns, bashing the brains out of what's left of good people. You want to know what you face? That's what you face. And you're already facing it, but you're going to face it a lot worse. And they're going to glorify the blue-collar tough guys as they beat your brains out with trudgeons on the side of the road, all run by smart-ass yuppies laughing back at headquarters. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, I said I'm going to get into it later. It's just as sure as the nose on my face, it's a hellish future. Where all the big private security companies and tattletale data mining companies owned by the global banks, the whole economy engineered and fed right through their maw, right into their gaping mouth of hell. No more free market. No more owning your own ranch or farm. You're going to have daily visits by parasite bureaucrats. And if you don't get down on your knees and do what they say, they're going to taser you right there and drag you off for re-education. You want to be slaves? You're about to get it. You're going to get it hardcore. You take the Soviet, Nazi, Maoist, Pol Pot systems, put a high-tech MIT Pentagon grid over it. Don't forget all the felons they're hiring, the illegal aliens that are going to be over you, openly filling up the military. You get ready. It's hardcore.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Well, we knew that the CIA had admitted that it was funding opposition political parties in Iran, trying to overthrow the nation that way. I'm not saying Ahmadinejad is particularly popular. It's probably both sides cheating. But it is confirmed the U.S. media and the BBC are staging fake photos showing Ahmadinejad supporters and saying that it was supporters of the fella he beat, supposedly. So that is coming up. Facts are facts here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we report. Those photos are up at PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, let's go ahead and take calls from Chris, Andy, Rachel, MJ, Martino's in Europe. He just hung up. Russell in Texas and others. Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
So I'm a senior in high school right now, and I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. And now that I've been listening to you, I just see all the mind control that's going on in schools. And it's actually
Openly have regular army patrolling the citizens in Canada now, quote, stopping drunk drivers, same as here in the U.S.
Yeah,
we're all incrementally going under martial law.
Yeah, like actually what you say about the military thing, I was actually driving a couple of weeks ago, and I got stopped with me and a buddy of mine, and we got questioned by the cops, and we had like guns pointed at us saying, like, have you been drinking and everything like that, and it was actually pretty ridiculous.
Well, you gotta point guns at slaves. They're there to teach us that we're little people, they're gods, the bankers own us, and we're being taught to have broke backs. We're being taught to be subservient. We're being taught that we're not free men. This is all part of bondage.
Also, and yesterday you talked about again about the vaccinations, right? And in my school, and also I also have a little brother who's in elementary school. Both of us, we've been like required to take vaccinations, and I refused to take it, and they suspended me from school for a week.
Yeah, no, that's all a lie. It's the same in Canada and in England by law, and it's the same in Canada and all your states. They have a waiver form. Now understand, it's a school policy, like saying, we have a policy you can't chew gum, so if you chew gum, you can get suspended or expelled if you do it repeatedly. Or we have a policy against having cell phones. There's no law you can't have a cell phone, but they can have a policy. And so they have a state policy and a school district policy, because it's the same all over the Western world, the way they run their fraud. And then they fraudulently suspend you, then they trigger criminal truancy when they're the ones that suspended you. So that's been found to be fraudulent in court. Most people don't know. So the people perish for lack of knowledge. The people die for lack of knowledge, as Christ said. So you have to understand that they have, by law, a waiver form to the regulation. And so I would try to get complaints filed on them for falsely expelling you or suspending you when they knew there was a waiver form. Did you submit and take the IQ reduction cancer virus injection?
Well, no. What happened was they tried to give it to me, and what happened was my parents said, you can do whatever you want. And I was like, I'm not taking that, because ever since I've listened to
you, it's like, completely normal to have the government trying to enforce injections. Sounds like freedom. So tell me what happened, thought criminal.
Okay, so I told them, my parents went in, they're like, you can't suspend my son for this, it's his choice, blah, blah, blah. And then we ended up, like, taking the school and, like, getting, like, the government and everything else involved, and they finally, like, we were causing such kind of a problem that they said, fine, you don't have to take it, but then they told my parents that, oh, your son's going to be at huge risk of, like, and they listed off probably, like, 25.
Which is total bull. If all the other slaves have taken their chemical lobotomy and their cancer virus implantation program that'll wait to replicate once the hormone levels decrease when you begin to outlive your usefulness, triggered at age 55 on average. I mean, because you wouldn't take the DNA, RNA, implantation, you're going to hurt the other kids. But if they've taken the IQ reduction cancer virus injection, they're supposedly protected. So if they've taken their eugenic shots and they're so good, how are you endangering them if they've taken it?
It's just what I don't understand. And also another thing about what happened.
Well, they're just mindless idiots who all want to die young of cancer and serve the New World Order. And they may wake up later after most of their family dies. The issue here for you to understand is they're just compartmentalized fools. You have done well and protected yourself.
Yeah. So
though they're going to release controlled bioweapons and say you died because you didn't take the vaccines, but it's six one way, half a dozen another. Anything else, sir?
And yeah, also another thing was I tried to show, like, convince people to watch the Obama deception. I put up posters everywhere throughout the school, and they got mad at me and told me that.
Oh, let me hear about your what you did that in the prison. You're not supposed to do that. Stay there, slave.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Okay, let's get back to your calls. Chris in Toronto, so you tried to hang up signs around the school for Lord Obama, and they said no. Or signs against Lord Obama, and they said no. And then my idea was hang up signs supporting him, and I bet they'll give you a medal and maybe even let you be part of the youth brigades. As the New York Times reported yesterday, they're hiring felons to make up his new Green Corps. But go ahead. Chris, you're an evil thought criminal in a government training camp in your last year of primary brainwashing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what makes me feel right. But anyways, so I put them up, and they got all mad at me and were like, you can't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, it's my freedom of speech. What happened to that? And they're telling me that, oh, that's not freedom of speech. And then, like, they were just calling me all these just unnecessary names. And then what happened was we had like it was like a speech contest at our school, and so I thought I was not entering it to win like the speech contest or anything. I did it so I could get the word out about what is literally going on in the world about the New World Order, because it was to the whole entire school body. So what happens is I got like slides and pictures and a bunch of information. I read it, and what happened was about halfway through my presentation, they took me off stage and told me, and were yelling at me, told me I wasn't allowed to be talking about this. And then what happens is they called the police on me, and they sat, and I sat in the office, and they pretty much called me a terrorist for about 2 hours and said that if you keep doing this, you're never going to be allowed to leave your house, the country, whatever like that. And they were considering me a terrorist because I wanted to talk about how I felt.
Well, you know what? I believe you. Because we've seen this in other cases. I've seen Americans in the newspaper arrested for giving police my videos and Ron Paul videos, Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky, and many other cases. But that's one of the more famous ones. And what government training camp do you go to, Chris?
You mean my school?
Yes.
It's called Notre Dame Catholic School.
And is it a private school or a government training camp school?
It feels like a government training camp school.
But is it public or private?
It's not. Like, here in Canada, you have two different schools. You have, like, the public schools, and then you have Catholic. It's not really private. It's kind of like if your parents are Catholic or whatever, you just end up going to that school.
No, I understand. It's government-funded. In fact, the Catholic schools and others got caught in Canada literally exterminating the foster children, Native Americans. And that's been in the big papers up there, so I'm aware of your school system. And so they told you that you're basically a terrorist for trying to talk about the New World Order.
They told me that I was a terrorist and that terrorists go against the government. I was like, because I was pretty much talking about the U.S. government, to be honest. And
well, it's all the same thing. Your government, my government. You know what? You should write an article about it. Name names.
Okay.
And so we can call and vet that you're a student there and things. It's your right to write an article as a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make a big stink out of this. You know, headline, I could imagine, student, you know, speech cut off, detained, told he was a terrorist for giving a speech. Send it to writers@Infowars.com.
Okay.
Now, that's your choice to do it if you want, and we'll post it. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Chris. By the way, I read the PrisonPlanet.com article that linked to mainstream news stories and a press release by the ACLU. This really happened. And it states that all protests are an act of terrorism. They teach the military. In fact, that's in my stack, but print me that again, guys, please. PrisonPlanet.com. All protest terrorism. And they teach them. They have the training manuals. This isn't even hidden. They're proud of it. And the Army goes out and watches Ron Paul when he gives his speeches. You know, that's supposedly normal. And Congress isn't allowed to see PDD 51. It's a completely illegitimate, rogue, criminal government working for offshore banks that have seized the nation. Period. Andy in New Jersey. Andy, you're on the air.
It's good to talk to you, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just want to confirm a couple, two quick comments to affirm your accuracy here. And then one quick question. Here in New Jersey, Child Protective Services confiscated two children all because they didn't like their names, which I have to agree would make it difficult as a child growing up, but they were Aryan Nation names, like the one kid was named Adolf Hitler and the other one was Jocelyn Aryan Nation.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's persecution of a group for their thoughts, and it's a thought crime, and they have bills introduced like cyberbullying, looks like it may pass, that openly federal felonies, if the government says what you're saying could hurt someone's feelings, and I've seen other, they're now saying raising your voice to a child, they will take them, and of course they're seven times, I keep saying five, that was old numbers, seven times more likely to abuse your children in their hands. They are the most abusive, most degenerate people on average, is the government pedophiles.
And this is, I mean, you are so accurate, and you know, I thought you were far out there, but the more I see and the more you open up my eyes, I'm saying to myself, I gotta tune out mainstream media and listen to this guy Alex Jones, because
they're openly saying, sir, that all gun owners are the number one threat to Homeland Security. Northcom Army Times says they are prepared to, quote, have a shooting war with the American people. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act says Homeland Security's main goal is taking over the states. It's rogue, on record, hijacked by offshore banks, period. Right. And now they're about to pass a bill making offshore banks the government. Go ahead.
Oh, well, listen to this. And you had said this earlier in your show, and I had a while back, and I had to confirm this. You know, Michael Savage, he, for the first time, mentioned the three big words, New World Order. When you had said he would never say anything like that, he's afraid to admit it, I heard, and this was going back a few weeks, he finally mentioned New World Order. And on top of that, I saw your name proudly displayed or in one of his advertisement things there. I don't know if you're advertising with him or something, but there was your name in there on his webpage, and he was endorsing you in some way. So I think even Michael Savage is starting to regard you as one of the great people there.
Sure. Well, what happened is Ted Anderson decided to advertise through an ad agency the Obama deception. So Ted Anderson is selling the Obama deception. And he ran ads on Limbaugh, didn't get a good response. Ran ads on a bunch of Hannity and stuff, didn't get a good response. He gets a good response on Savage and Laura Ingraham, of all places, didn't get a good response on Glenn Beck. So we've gone out and tested the market. And, no, look, I defended Savage when they said he was a thought criminal and not allowed to travel under EU rules to Europe or England. It wasn't just England. It got focused on England because she made statements about him. They're now disgraced for stealing money. Jackie Smith, another criminal over there in England, running the police state. But I do support Savage's First Amendment. I don't support Savage when he would say 5 years ago, if you disagree with the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda and need to be arrested. Sedition Act. But I think he's now getting his own message, his own medicine, and may be changing his tune. But no, Ted Anderson did target Michael Savage's audience with the Obama deception, so that's what you're witnessing.
Final question, Alex, and I was wondering, nobody can probably handle this more than you can. Is it possible you can do a segment or any research on the authenticity or the birth certificate as to whether or not Obama is actually a U.S. citizen here?
I believe he was born in Africa, and the way they've covered it up and behaved and what his grandmother has said, and the way he doesn't help any of his family and the rest of it, that he was born in Africa, and his dad on record was a communist Muslim. Well, isn't that an oxymoron? Very, very rare. And he's really an Arab. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that he's 6% black. And so he's really an Anglo-Saxon Arab. We have our first Arab president, but he's just a total puppet. And everything about him is a lie. So, it's just all a complete fraud. So.
Oh, if that's the case, then what does this mean for the legislation and the laws that he's bringing in if he's not really...
Sir, look, at this point, he's just a big distraction. Oh, look at the brown president for everybody. You know, it's a big political diversion. Sir, they are openly giving... This is even worse than I thought. I appreciate your call. I'm going to have to get into this when I get into it. But the issue is, I'm just going to start at the start of the next hour. I want to keep taking calls here. They are openly setting up a bank of the world you'll pay your carbon taxes to that's going to run interest rates, that's going to set currency rates. And I thought that was it. This is worse than I thought, which is more often than not, that's what it is. See, I just know what they're doing. People hear this and can't believe it. Folks, it's worse than I'm saying. They really are injecting you with cancer viruses. They've been caught thousands of times. They really are carrying out eugenics. But this bill in Congress, being pushed by the White House, and it's set to pass in the next few months, openly makes the private banks the government. I mean, it's even worse than I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It's so incredible to be living with the world government being set up in front of us, and I'm listed in manuals as a terrorist. And I've got the Army spying on me, and I'm even sent the secret documents in the news. I have the Army watching me because I don't want foreign bankers openly ruling us. I can't believe this myself. It's so unbelievable. I don't blame a lot of people that can't believe this because I can't believe it. But it's admitted. I mean, it's a fact. It's total insanity. And I can't believe I'm in this position as the biggest voice fighting it. It's not a position I enjoy, by the way. I mean, I love life as much as the next person, probably more. But it's because I love life so much that I'm willing to lay mine down to go up against these people. I mean, I really know how evil they are. I know they run giant child kidnapping rings. I know they launder the money. I know they ship in the drugs. I mean, these are ruthless people that don't think we have a right to live or any rights. They hate our guts. Let's go ahead and talk to MJ in Texas. MJ, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, MJ.
Wow. Well, I've been on a journey of waking up this past few months, and I got to tell you, the truth is definitely stranger than a lie. I've been watching your documentaries. The Obama deception was absolutely flawless. But I've also been reading some John Taylor Gatow books about the education, public education, and, you know, the compulsory nature of it. How can we just, you know, take back our own minds and really, you know, get that free spiritedness that's inherent in all of us? How can we actually access that?
Well, from birth, we're put into this grid. They put the kids in front of the television as a babysitter. They've set up the tax system where mama's got to work on average so she can pay the bills, and daddy's got to work so the baby, and they can't afford a babysitter, so the baby watches TV. Then, on average, now they want the kids at three in, quote, free government daycare, Head Start. CPS comes in, gives you home visits, teaches you you're a slave, teaches the kid that the government's the mommy and daddy over the parents. Then they throw the book at the kids. You know, when in the old days they would have just gotten in trouble and been disciplined. Now they don't discipline them, sociologically knowing it'll mean they get into even more trouble. Then they institutionalize them, end up putting them in the criminal justice system. So a large portion, almost half the youth, end up with criminal records, so they never have a Second Amendment or any rights, so they can be further enslaved. That's what tyranny does. It makes everybody criminals and sets it up to do that. The prisons are colleges for crime. Hence, we have the highest, one of the highest crime rates in the world, most people in prison. They ship in the drugs, advertise it as cool. The kids usually put you in prison. We have to fully pull out of Babylon. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And we have to discipline ourselves against peer pressure to just not be part of any of it. And, you know, all of us stumble and all of us make mistakes and all of us do it. But more and more it's a process of pulling our soul out of Babylon. And that's what this is. This is Babylon, and it traffics in the souls of men. They can enslave your body, but they can't enslave your soul.
Is there any evidence for a pre-rapture or you know, where God's people will be raptured before the... you know, the apocalypse and everything that's coming?
Well, I mean, they are coming out with the world government. They are coming out with implantable chips. That's official. They're going to force people to take them. And the atheists are all going to take it because they're going to laugh and say, you Christians are just kooks. Most of the churches are 501c3 on FEMA payroll now. So they're going to, I mean, the Bible says the Antichrist will rise up in Israel. And they will fall down and worship him as Christ. And look how the churches, the new religion, is worshiping Israel, whether that's good or bad. And so when the Antichrist rises, they will fall down and think that is the Christ. And the Jews are going to think it's the Messiah. If you believe the Bible, what it actually says, not what the Rockefeller-funded churches the last 100 years have taught. And then they wage war against the saints, wipe out most of the saints, and it's, the Antichrist is also going to hunt down Jews. In the end, he's going to act like he's friends at first, and then he's going to go after them. He's going to wipe out more than a third of the planet's population. And that's how this system works. You won't be able to grow food, anything without his mark. And that's the system going in. Now, whether you believe that's true or not, this is a news program. The elites do worship Lucifer. They do believe they're manifesting this, but they believe Lucifer is God and that Jesus is the devil and a liar and that they're going to have this world government and their Messiah is real and that Christ is the imposter or the evil twin brother of Satan, Lucifer. They believe Jesus is Lucifer and Lucifer is Jesus, if you want to get technical into that. So, very, very sick, They're manifesting all of this. They're following the Bible. And there is no pre-tribulation rapture. How does the beast wage war on the saints and overcome them if the saints are all gone? You know, did God teleport the Christians out of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Communist China or Fidel's Cuba? Did God teleport the Christians out of the Roman arena, the Circus Maximus, when they were being torn limb from limb by lions and tigers and elephants and gladiators? No. What happened to all the disciples? Killed, boiled alive, crucified upside down, heads chopped off, tortured. No, you've got to have your mettle tested. That's the way the universe operates. And so it's a giant, devilish fraud. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And whether you believe in that entity or not, our human psyche manifests this evil and believes it, that archetype. And the second biggest trick was convincing people that they don't have to go through this. And these stupid fake Christians go, praise God, it's the end of the world. I don't have to face any of this. And then they're going to accept the great delusion because they're cowards and they're of their father. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if there's any, I went to the wearechanged.org site and I couldn't find anything for Dallas. I'm really wanting to plug in. I mean, would you consider doing any seminars or courses to train journalists to be able to, you know?
My problem is, sir, I'm working around the clock just to fund my operation and try to expand a little bit by little bit. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the gun. Start a tyranny response team, a We Are Change, whatever you want in Dallas.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
what to leave out. Against the wind, we were running.
Okay, let's go back to your calls. Russell in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want to talk a little bit about the 9/11 truth movement. And I believe, you know, that y'all did right in trying to research out of all of these things, like whether the plane hit the building, this or that. But I think that y'all are getting, like, way too off the subject of finding the people that actually did it and putting a name to who did it so we can get rid of them, you see. You know what I'm talking about? That y'all are going, like, too far into detail.
Well, you have to understand, sir, I don't – hold on just a minute. I don't control anything. I don't control 9/11 truth groups, and they're all diverse. It's just a name. Nobody controls the name We Are Change. Nobody controls saying you're an info warrior or you're a tyranny response team person. There isn't some monolithic head of the 9/11 truth movement. There's a fount. There's a place it all started, myself, before 9/11 happened, and on day one, taking the heat, coming on air and saying it was an inside job. But when we get architects and engineers and scientists and peer-reviewed journals to show the buildings were blown up, that then demands the investigation. And when the system says no to the investigation, then a lot of people wake up. So I think there's been some groups out there that have been very effective in the path they've taken. But you are the 9/11 truth movement, sir. You're welcome to start a website or a radio show or call in here and tell us who you think did it.
I don't know who did it, but I would like to know who did it eventually, that way that we can make sure that it never happens again. That was just one subject. The other subject I have is the sham election that we had with Barack Obama and John McCain. Barack Obama ran a campaign based off an empty word of hope. And then Sarah Palin and John McCain ran a campaign off Joe the Plumber. Do you understand that that's just a mockery of our whole system?
Yes, but I mean, I tell people over and over again, focusing only or predominantly on the presidential elections is a distraction by design. The real fight's going on in the counties and cities and states. I mean, adults everywhere should be involved keeping CPS from kidnapping people's children. When somebody else is, who's innocent has the government outside judicial systems, outside due process, stealing people's kids, and the government has the track record of abusing the kids, then that's everybody's own issue. But we've lost that instinct that when your neighbor is getting persecuted, you better get upset like it's happening to you. It's called self-preservation. People lost their instinct. I mean, when somebody's stealing somebody's kid, I don't even know, it's like they're stealing mine. It's the very same feeling. And it's because I know evil when I see it, and I want to rout it out. We've lost our instinct to go after evil. I appreciate your call, though, sir. Mark in Florida says he disagrees. We'll come to him in the next segment. Then at the 8 after, second segment next hour, I'm going to launch into the latest chapter in the globalist takeover of the planet, and it just more than confirms everything I'd said, everything I'd broken down. I guess, of course, it would. I mean, the globalists were public about what they were planning, but not this bad. I mean, this is just absolute, incredible, unbelievable takeover coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.